You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. We are here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Great to have you here, Casey.
I'm back again.
And we are getting closer and closer to Halloween. This is a great time to talk about horror flicks. And you saw Candyman. Tell us a bit about it and if you liked it.
The original Candyman film, released in 1992, is a perceptive psychological horror exploring racism and the power of fables. This new version of Candyman is a thoughtful sequel about a contemporary black painter who discovers an urban legend leading him down a path of bees and murder. This version of Candyman functions less as a successful horror film and more as an insightful social commentary on the dreads of gentrification, whitewashing, and the police. Director Nia DaCosta deftly controls inventive visual motifs with mirrors, window reflections, and paper shadow puppets. The death scenes are brilliantly edited with plenty of screaming and blood spatter, but surprisingly restrained violence. Using this story to explore relevant issues gives Candyman topical weight, but some of the dialogue feels heavy-handed or forced. As one of the most anticipated films of the year, Candyman does well as a sequel that stands on its own and repurposes the horrors of the original film into ominous retribution for past racial violence. I just don't think the current concerns of black lives needs to be laid out for everyone so obviously. Candyman could still have powerful relevance without the ungraceful explanations of racial inequality.
So should we still go out and see this film?
I thought it was okay. There were parts I thought were great and then parts that weren't. It's a much better horror reboot or remake than Child's Play was in 2019 or The Grudge in 2020. It just might not be the best horror film of the year.
Well, Casey, Labor Day can be a bit slow for the box office. People are getting in their last-minute vacations.
Yes.
How did this weekend do?
It did okay, thanks to Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. I think that might be the 25th or 26th film in the series of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I have not seen it yet, but I know it was very popular last time I went to the movie theater.
And what can we look forward to seeing this weekend?
A new violent horror film called Malignant from director James Wan.
Okay, thanks for being here, Casey. We'll see you next week.
My pleasure.